Thank you. The next application is 11,627. Mount Air is seeking a special use exception to place a temporary manufactured home type structure as an office. Section 115-114A of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the northeast corner of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Maryland Camp Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is HI-1. The tax map is District 234, Map 20, Map 32, Parcel 106. There was one letter in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and again, it is a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Esham, 33357 Cowhouse Branch Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What this is all about, and I give a real brief description, I'm right up in there, but we have an office staff in Sebeville, Delaware, that houses our accounting department for our Sebeville branch. There's about 24 people in that staff. They're originally housed in a building that we had on site at Sebeville, and that house was became in bad condition. It was a old two-story house. So about almost three years ago, we demoed that property. And we've set those folks up in two office complexes. I think it's called Sandy Branch. It's owned by Mumford, Tim Mumford. And we rented two of those offices from them to staff those two folks, all those folks. And since we've been in there the whole time, all the staff members have been complaining about the environmental conditions. It's mainly moldy, musty smell, and the employees have been getting sick. And I worked on it probably about a year and a half trying to correct things. We had an environmental person come in there, Susan White. She came in there, Dr. White. She evaluated the building probably five times, made recommendations and changes. So we painted the walls, we stripped the walls, we cleaned the carpets, we sealed the exterior walls. We had HVAC people working on it. And it seemed like it was getting better, but nobody was ever completely satisfied. So we ran out of options. Our management came to us and said, look, we got to find another place for these folks. We're currently in the process of trying to build a new office complex, which is adjacent to our existing complex, which will hold around 200 people, 45,000 square feet. Once that is completed, all those staff people will be moving inside that building also. So the Sebeville people, our sales staff down in Sebeville, everybody be pulled together right there. We don't have any space at our current facility at Millsboro to house those 24 people. So what we're looking at doing is renting or leasing a modular facility. It comes in four units. There's four units, or 12 foot by 66. So it'd be 48 by 66. And then I have eight offices and then a large area for the other staff to be sitting in. Our plans is to set that right behind our existing office area right now. So they'll also use our current parking lot at our place. Since then, I did get a little bit better drawing done by an engineer, and it's got some dimensions on it. We have a current wellness center, and approximately about 30 feet away from our current wellness center, it'd be about 4 foot off our parking lot. So, and it has its own bathrooms in there. The bathrooms would be connected to our current septic system. I do have approval from the state of Delaware that they've approved that for the use of septic and water. I have the plans also sent into the state fire marshal for them to review, and I also have it sent to building code. Thank you. I'll give you these two. The facility we'll be renting it, leasing it from is William Scotsman. I don't know if you heard them, they're out of Baltimore. I think the rental is like, it's going to cost like 70, a little over 70,000 for renting the unit. Like I said, it's for 1 year. It's what our lease agreement set up. But if we don't get the office completed in the time, it might be a couple more months. But our office is supposed to be completed by end of September of next year.
Okay. So you're looking for how long a time frame, you say?
Minimum of 1 year, 1 year to one and a half.
Oh, why don't we say two then?
Okay, two.
I mean, just.
Yeah, that's.
Play it safe.
Play it safe.
Yeah, 2 years. Let's say 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
So here, three.
No. No, it won't be three.
Four?
No.
We'll go with two.
No.
No, I'd rather play it a little safe than a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Give you 2 years in that way. Just tell them safe.
Our lease agreement. We told them, we've given them notice at Sebiville that we'd like to move out by end of September.
Okay.
So.
Are these, this is all office personnel, is it?
All office personnel. Mm-hmm. County people.
I mean?
They're all accountants.
County people?
Yes.
Okay.
48 by 66, then.
48 by 66. Mm-hmm. It's a modular unit.
Now, with all your staff, you need, as you said, plus these 24 others also.
Yeah, they'll have their own area, but it's just office area, so they need to take the break rooms inside of our existing building.
Okay.
But there's no additional parking we have to add or anything. There's no extra road entrances or anything like that.
This is going to be able to be accommodated where you're at right now by placing this, as you said.
Do you feel that this will affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
No, sir.
Yeah.
And you don't think these accounting people will complain about smells here? You don't think these accounting people will complain about smells at this location?
I can't answer that question. You'd have to ask them. I didn't think it was that bad the other place myself.
No, but you don't commit to that, huh?
I don't know. I hope not.
It takes an environmental hygienist to determine that.
Yes, right? Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's gotten to an OSHA thing. That's what it is. It's
right.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
Questions?
Mr. Rickman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,627 for 2 years. The special use exception requested will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,627 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,627 is approved for 2 years.
Thank you, and thank you for, I was supposed to go next month. You guys moved me up a little bit.
Okay. Alrighty.